Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India and European Union hail progress on migration and mobility agenda. National Democratic Alliance registers landslide victory in Bihar Assembly elections. 44th India International Trade Fair kicks off in New Delhi. World Diabetes Day being observed today. In the Asian Archery Championship in Dhaka, India adds three more gold medals in the recurve events today. And in Test cricket, India dominate day one of Kolkata Test as Jasprit Bumrah's five-wicket haul sends South Africa packing for 159. And now the news in detail. India and Europe have expressed satisfaction with the successful implementation of the India-EU Common Agenda on Migration and Mobility and discussed the initiatives outlined in the joint communication on a new strategic India-EU agenda adopted this September. The External Affairs Ministry said both countries expressed this during the 9th India-European Union High-Level Dialogue for Migration and Mobility recently held in New Delhi. The ministry said the two sides discussed the comprehensive framework of cooperation on mobility and the EU proposal to set up a pilot European legal gateway office in India. It added that India has proposed to be a one-stop hub to provide information and to support the movement of professionals to the EU, starting with the information and communication technology sector. In Bihar Assembly election ruling, National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has recorded a landslide victory. Trends and results of all 243 seats are available. Out of 236 seats for which results have been declared, the NDA has already crossed the two-third majority, winning 198 seats and leading in four. RJD-led Mahagathbandhan is trailing far behind, having won 33 seats and is leading in two. Others have won five seats and leading in one. The 44th India International Trade Fair, IITF, kicked off at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasad, inaugurated the trade fair. The theme for this year's fair is Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Bihar are the partner states, while Jharkhand is the focus state. This year, 12 countries, including United Arab Emirates, China, Iran, South Korea and Egypt, are participating in this 14-day international trade fair. The United Nations has reiterated the urgent need to remove all restrictions on women in Afghanistan, citing a United Nations Development Programme report. UN Secretary General spokesperson Stephanie Dujarric said, women's rights to work, freedom of movement and access to education must be restored as part of the ongoing humanitarian and reconstruction efforts. Dujarric said, UNDP also reminds us of the critical need to lift all bans on women, including restoring women's ability to work and to move outside the home as part of humanitarian and recovery operations, not to mention the right of girls to go to schools. World Uyghur Congress and Ukrainian civic group Do Not Fund the Russian Army have filed a criminal complaint in Spain against Chinese tech giants Huawei, Hikvision, Dahua and their Spanish subsidiaries. Working with a Barcelona-based law firm, the groups have asked Spain's national court to investigate the companies for alleged involvement in serious international crimes under universal jurisdiction. The complaint accuses the firms of supplying technology used in East Turkestan's so-called re-education centers, allegedly enabling biometric surveillance and ethnic profiling of Uyghurs. It calls for a probe into possible crimes against humanity and notes that Spanish law allows for heavy corporate fines and, in extreme cases, dissolution of the company. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. On the occasion of World Diabetes Day, the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region issued a renewed call for urgent and coordinated action to tackle the rising burden of diabetes, which now affects more than 279 million adults in the region, nearly one-third of the global total. This year's theme, Diabetes Across Life Stages, emphasizes the need for equitable and age-appropriate care from childhood to old age. Dr. Katharina Behmer, officer in charge for WHO Southeast Asia, said that diabetes continues to pose a serious challenge due to late diagnosis, insufficient treatment, and poor control of blood glucose levels. A report.
According to the WHO, children living with diabetes need timely and tailored support at home and in school. Pregnant women require proper management to safeguard their own health and that of their babies, and older adults need continuous guidance to manage their conditions and prevent life-threatening complications. While type 1 diabetes can be prevented, WHO says it can be effectively managed, while the risk of type 2 diabetes can be reduced through regular physical activities, balanced diet, and avoidance of tobacco and alcohol. Proper medications and lifestyle changes can help prevent complications in those already diagnosed. Sanjeev Jasrotia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The coffin containing the remains of a deceased Israeli hostage that was handed over to the Israel Defense Forces IDF by the Red Cross recently crossed the border into Israel and is making its way to the National Center for Forensic Medicine, where the identification process will be carried out. IDF representatives are accompanying the family members of the deceased. South Korea took a major step today towards securing rights to enrich uranium and reprocess spent nuclear fuel for peaceful purposes, with the United States affirming its support in the country's joint summit document. The document outlines the agreements reached in the two summits between South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung and U.S. President Donald Trump on key trade and security issues. Under the 1-2-3 agreement on peaceful nuclear energy cooperation, South Korea has very limited authority to reprocess spent nuclear fuel or enrich uranium for civilian purposes based on U.S. consent. The announcement also comes as South Korea seeks to secure fuel supplies for its bid to build nuclear-powered submarines, a project already approved by U.S. in their joint fact sheet. In Indonesia, two people have died and 21 others are missing after a landslide struck country's central Java province. Officials said today that the landslide hit dozens of houses spread across three villages in the Cilacap district yesterday evening following several days of intense rainfall. And in sports, in the Asian Archery Championship in Dhaka, India added three more gold medals in the recurve events today. Ankita Bhakat struck gold in the women's individual recurve final, defeating Korea's Seohin Nam 7-3. In the men's event, Dheeraj Bommadevara beat compatriot Rahul 6-2 to become the first Indian male archer to win this title. Rahul settled for silver. India also claimed the recurve men's team gold, with Yashdeep Bhoge, Atanu Das and Rahul edging past Korea 5-4. With yesterday's medals in compound events, India's tally now stands at 6 gold and 3 silver, one of their strongest performances at their continental championship. In men's cricket, India ended day one of the first test against South Africa at Kolkata's Eden Gardens on a dominating note. The hosts were 37 for the loss of one wicket. Earlier hosts were bundled out South Africa for 159 as Jasprit Bumrah starred with a five-wicket haul, while Mohammad Siraj and Kuldeep Yadav claimed two wickets each. South Africa had won the toss and chose to bat. Over 200 people participated in the International Gita Mahotsav 2025, organized by the Indian Embassy in Beirut at the Lebanese National Theatre. Addressing the event, Indian Ambassador to Lebanon, Noor Rehman Sheikh, highlighted the significance of Gita Mahotsav. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and European Union hail progress on migration and mobility agenda. National Democratic Alliance registers landslide victory in Bihar Assembly elections. 44th India International Trade Fair kicks off in New Delhi. World Diabetes Day being observed today. In the Asian Archery Championship in Dhaka, India adds three more gold medals in the recurve events today. And in Test cricket, India dominate day one of Kolkata Test as Jasprit Bumrah's five-wicket haul sends South Africa packing for 159. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.